Get ready to dive into the whirlwind world of America's sweetheart, Taylor Swift. Join us on the podcast, Taylor Swift Today, for your dose of all things Tay-Tay. From all the scoop on her highly anticipated album, The Tortured Poets Department, to the latest gossip, tours, and more, it's time to shake off the haters and embrace the enchanting universe of Taylor Swift. Follow Taylor Swift Today, your ultimate Swift-obsessed podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
See, we're getting new mail trucks. Yeah, we're getting new mail trucks. Stephen Colbert said, there's exciting news in the world of mail delivery. Yeah, brace yourself. The U.S. Postal Service just unveiled their new fleet of delivery trucks, and the future is adorable. Kimmel said, they asked the designers to come up with something that looks unremarkable and yet vaguely unsettling, and I think they succeeded. Kimmel, they've already spent $482 million on testing and designing it. Wasn't the post office bankrupt like 4 months ago? Now they're buying new cars. It's like a bad brother-in-law or something. Fallon, that thing's about to be the first mail truck to go on the TV show Botched. Colbert, that thing's just a couple eyeballs away from a Pixar movie. You really get the feeling the engine's going to be going puckada, 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 puckada. Colbert, of course there's a controversy. Many of the new trucks will be electric, but not all of them. And the precise mix has already elicited criticism from environmentalists. I understand the concern. I mean, you want the greenest vehicle possible when you're delivering thousands of pounds of Amazon rainforest that are now Amazon boxes. Great joke. Switching topics, Colbert joked about the stimulus checks being sent out to everybody, and he said, I have a feeling a lot of MAGA folks are about to accept the election results. Also, a great joke. All right, this got my attention. If you write a good headline, I'll pay attention to you. From Screenster, five things comedian Rory Lowe thinks you should bring to an orgy. I gotta admit, I clicked on it. Rory recently toured with Bert Kreischer on Bert Kreischer's Body Shots World Tour. His new special is What You See Is What You Get. Rory reflects on personal issues as well as America, Black Lives Matter, quarantine babies, and everything in between, all while wearing nothing but his underpants. Before he takes the stage, the comedian provides his list of five must-have things to take to an orgy. Number one is a can-do attitude. It doesn't matter what situation you're in, an orgy, a picnic. Waiting in line at the post office, you have to be mentally prepared. So while you're waiting your turn in line, say some positive affirmations out loud, like, I'm beautiful, or I'm a bright star ready to shine on the world, or perhaps I can deliver this package. Believe in yourself. Number two tip, palm cards. Orgies can be stressful situations. Often some people get nervous, so bring notes to help you to ease into conversations like, what a lovely couch you have, or where's the bowl of keys? And the third one was a very, very dirty punchline involving your bottom. Not going to repeat it here. Number three, flyers. It's hard to flyer on the streets these days with the whole pandemic and stuff, but you're in an orgy. Most people probably aren't worried about it, so bring flyers to help market your show, maybe some complimentary tickets. You have a new market of potential fans. Go network, baby. Number four, he suggests you bring Dude, Where's My Car on DVD. Sometimes orgies are shorter than expected, especially if you're a man. It's always nice to decompress after an intense evening with a lighthearted comedy. Try something by Ashton Kutcher, possibly Dr. Doolittle by Eddie Murphy. And number five, bring a towel. If you don't understand the reference, you should stop going to orgies and read a book. Rory Lowe will be at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival March 24th to April 4th. I don't think he's playing 11 days in a row. I'm just sharing the information that I have. Let's awkwardly segue from orgies to Catherine McPhee. She seems wholesome. Who knows? I don't know. Maybe. I'd leave it alone, Johnny Mac. She's got a new Netflix comedy series, Country Comfort. It's 10 episodes. It premieres on March 19th. Creator Karen Lucas has created The Sound of Music, set to some country music's biggest hits, and the result is a delightful, heartful, and fun binge that's perfect for the entire family to watch together. This from Forbes. And yeah, I think we've segued from the previous topic on this podcast. Showrunner Lucas said, I see the show as comfort food, like a grilled cheese sandwich. I wanted to create an old school family comedy, and I always wanted to do a show with music, so I sat down and started to write it. The story is about a down on her luck aspiring country singer, Bailey Hart, played by Catherine McPhee. Bailey Hart takes a job as a nanny for a rugged cowboy. Listen to this name, Bo Haywood. Yeah, that's a real name. Bo Haywood the cowboy. He has five children. Bailey Hart's bad fortune turns when Bo Haywood's family takes her in during a major storm after her truck breaks down in front of the house. With a never-give-up attitude and loads of Southern charm, the newbie nanny is able to navigate the family dynamics and become the mother figure they've been missing, and to her surprise, she also gets the band she's been searching for. My wife is going to watch the hell out of this. McPhee said, I love the writing. Bailey's a hysterical, complete mess. She wears her heart in her sleeve and goes 100 miles an hour. She's so much fun as a character to play. She has a great heart, but might not be the best nanny or multitasker, and she's never going to give up on this dream of becoming a country music star. McPhee confirms it's her first comedy role. She said, I did 1 half-hour sitcom pilot a year before I got the show Smash. It was a 2-week stint, and the show didn't get picked up. It was my only experience doing a sitcom, and I loved it. So when I heard this was a comedy, I was very happy. Having experience on stage with a live audience is definitely helpful, and my past experience on TV also helped, but this is a new avenue for me. The first 4 episodes were filmed in front of a live audience, but then, you know, COVID and stuff, so they had to do the rest in front of a laugh track, which is not a crowd at all. My voice is cracking again. I mentioned on yesterday's show I had to record a bunch of things in a row. I did my show for Live by Live. I did Monday's podcast. Now I'm doing this one. That's why I got this iced coffee in the studio. If you like what I do, throw me $5. I'll buy an iced coffee like this one with the melted ice, and there's not much left in this cup at all. Buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. I'm going to have a sip while you enjoy this commercial. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing? Now, a week ago, I was feeling great. I was feeling kind of refreshed. This week, kind of worn down a little bit. I had to go see a bunch of people, been running around. You know, sometimes you just want to sit in the chair and watch some television, right? It could be easy to ignore your social battery. You spread yourself too thin. I kind of did that last week, but like it was good for me. You know, I want to see my friends, but I'm human. So I both want to see my friends, but I also just want to sit in the chair and watch some TV. You know what I'm saying? What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Do you thrive around people, or maybe you need some alone time? For me this week, it's alone time. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that does not drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's online. The design, awesome. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. What you do is you fill out a brief questionnaire. They'll match you with a licensed therapist. And, you know, if for some reason you and the therapist are like, I'm not feeling it, you know, you can switch. No additional charge. You just switch. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Charge those batteries. From the Laugh Button, John Cleese and Rob Schneider are doing a movie together. Yeah, it's called The Great Emu War. You probably didn't know, but in Australia in the 1930s, they had too many emus. So what did they do? They sent in armed soldiers to cut down the population. They killed hundreds and hundreds of birds, but it didn't work because, you know, nature, emus breed and stuff. Cleese said, we just finished the script. It really happened. They tried to kill them and they couldn't even kill them. It's a very funny idea. So that's why I'm here. It is unclear if John Cleese will appear in the film, but Rob Schneider will. Schneider will play an English sergeant who yells all the time. I'm going to watch that. That sounds fun. Hey, let's check in with the ever so serious Hari Kondabolu. The ever so serious Hari Kondabolu, who is ever so serious in every single interview he ever does, spoke to Cultured Magazine. Cultured Magazine said Donald Glover started on 30 Rock, which is an incredible show and groundbreaking in so many ways, but a lot of things don't hold up, especially its relationship to blackness. Glover as a writer is marginalized to the character of Twofer, which is insane to me. Then he's on Community and has more of a voice. There are two black characters on that show, and you get the sense that whiteness is a thing and there's a different kind of funny that can happen. And then comes Atlanta. Atlanta could never have happened during the time of 30 Rock because the audience is so different. The idea of what's funny is too. As culture changes, so does what we think is funny. It's not all timeless. The ever so serious Hari Kondabolu responded and said, with Donald Glover, I would start with his pre-30 Rock work, like Derek Comedy, because you can see both the seeds of some of the writing he did for 30 Rock out of necessity, as well as his early stand-up, but also the kind of structural thinking and flipping things on their head that you see in Atlanta. You see, he has the tools for both, but he was the only writer of color in that group, so it's more of a question of what he was allowed to do. And again, that's what pinned me about making my 101 documentary. It's like, this is what I'm allowed to do right now. See, that was very serious. One might ask, why so serious? From Yahoo, a Japanese politician is pulling different stunts, including dressing up as a Batman villain, the Joker. See what I did there, Hari? I set up that you were very serious. I asked why so serious. And then I threw out a Joker bit. Callback. You love it. Well-structured. Come on, Hari. Send me a note. That was well-structured. A Japanese politician is pulling different stunts, including dressing up as a Batman villain, the Joker, to attract attention to his electoral campaign. Hey, man, it worked. Otherwise, I wouldn't know that Yasuki Kawe is running for governor of Chiba Prefecture. But now I know. He appeared as the Joker, the Joaquin Phoenix version of the Joker. So that kind of invalidates my why so serious joke there, Hari Kondabolu, because I was obviously doing the Heath Ledger version of it. But it's a Joker joke, so who cares? Kawai presented his campaign on NHK, that's a Japanese public broadcaster, while donning a burgundy jacket. He told Tokyo Sports, this is all over the place, that he shared that he's going for laughs in his political speech, as it wouldn't make the news if he talked about his true self. Hey, you got a lot in common with Hari Kondabolu there. When asked about the clown getup, he said, since the clown is kind of a dark hero, I had this impression that I could get the support of the masses. Are you curious about his platform? You might vote for him. Here's his platform. First, build a Tokyo Tower in Chiba. He notes that Tokyo Disneyland is not actually in Tokyo. It's in Chiba. I think that's a good point. He wants to rename Chiba's Narita Airport as Disney Sky. I don't like that one. I want to know who else is running. He wants to make Let It Go from Frozen the official theme song of Chiba. All right, yeah, I'll allow it. He wants to replace the word trash in Chiba with the words star fragment. It's kind of funny. And this might be some inside humor. I may not be getting the reference, but he wants to rename Makuhari Station as Makuhari Messe Isn't Here Station. I'm making Bob Hope face. I'm mugging for the camera. Don't know why it's funny. Did you laugh? I don't know. Kawai also promoted the benefits of wearing masks, addressing the anti-maskers in Tokyo who believe the novel coronavirus is just a cold. He said, getting colds is not pleasant. I like that guy. I'm going to leave you here because that was fun. That's your comedy news for today. If you like what I do, buy me coffee. I did that already. Follow the show on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And I will see you tomorrow. Don't forget to vote Instagram at Daily Comedy News. This week's matchup, 3-time defending champion John Mulaney takes on Dave Chappelle. Go vote. I'm out.
On the next The Top 11 podcast, we embark on a culinary journey across the globe as we explore the top 11 traditional dishes from around the world. From the comforting moussaka of Greece to the aromatic pho of Vietnam, we discover the dishes that have become synonymous with their countries of origin. We delve into the simplicity and magnificence of Italy's pizza napoletana, the precision and aesthetics of Japan's sushi, and the warmth and welcoming spirit of Canada's poutine. Follow The Top 11 wherever you get your podcasts.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.